I'm not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you all for tuning in to the Sasha Frank Podcast. This is Introducing Sasha Frank, the series, and we're at episode 0. Before I get started, I first want to thank everyone who's been a part of my journey so far. Thank you for coming along this ride with me. And I also want to thank those who are new. I want to welcome you. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Have you ever felt like your voice had been silenced? Or have you ever felt like what you had to say didn't hold any merit or wasn't good enough? Or how about you finally got the courage to state your opinion in a moment, but you were rejected and you were misunderstood and things just got misconstrued and weird after that? Has that ever happened to you? Well, I can say that's happened to me what I feel like my entire life. People would always say, "Do you ever talk? Why are you so quiet? Why aren't you more like your friend over there?" And a whole list of other things that they would say. But the thing is, they didn't understand my journey. They didn't understand where I was coming from. They didn't understand that when I finally worked up the courage to state my opinion, I was misunderstood again and again and again. And they didn't understand that, you know, I had began to build up these walls because people were misunderstanding me, and I began to crawl into a little shell because it was safe there, because I didn't feel like I would be hurt and I can control the situation. They didn't understand that. They didn't understand that I didn't ever really feel like I belonged anywhere, or that I didn't really fit into a crowd. They didn't understand that. But what they did understand was my current moment of being quiet. And that's why I wanted to start this podcast. One of the reasons, anyway. Another reason is because I feel like I found my voice and I have a lot to share. I have a lot of experiences, a lot of ups and downs. When people look at you from the outside looking in, they can assume things and just make their own assumption from their perspective or just from what they think is to be true, or hope to be true, or try to make to be true. But no one really knows who you are like you do. They don't know the journey. They don't understand the ups and downs that you've gone through to get to where you are. They don't understand the plenty of pillows that had tears drenched on the pillowcase because things didn't work out. They don't understand all of the plans and dreams and hopes that left you hopeless. But through those trials, it was a blessing in disguise, because it also made you deepen your relationship with Christ, become content with where you are. No matter what's going on in the situation, you're able to look past it and see the bigger picture. And You found rest. You found peace in the midst of all of that. Like for me, I used to always search and try to find peace, but I never found it. But through my relationship with God, I finally found peace. And that was a beautiful thing for sure. Secondly, the reason why I wanted to start this podcast was because after interviewing dozens of women on my blog for a series that I had, Beauty Chronicles 101, I realized how vulnerable these women were being. They didn't even know me. But they answered the questions and they were open. And I felt like, yes, I was sharing the stories of other women and other people, but I wasn't sharing my own story. And that's why I wanted to do Introducing Sasha Frank, because I wanted to introduce myself to you guys, to take you on the journey that I've been through and to bring you along on the journey that I'm going. Thirdly, I also feel like we have a moral obligation to share our voice, because there are a lot of people who don't have a voice. And even if you feel like you don't have a voice, you do have a voice, but you're allowing fear to kind of stagnate you. So we're supposed to be a voice to the voiceless, and we're supposed to lift our voice up for those in need. And essentially, that is why I wanted to build the podcast. I wanted to show you that there is hope on the other side. Even while you're treading through deep and dark waters, there's still hope on the other side, no matter what other people try to tell you, no matter what the circumstances look like. There's hope on the other side if you just continue to push and you continue to move. So that's what I want to share with you on the podcast. Just my life, my journey, my ups and downs. All of that stuff, the good and the bad, the joyfulness, the sadness, all of that. Because it's good to speak about these things, because I have overcome them and I'm continuing to overcome. And I want to journey with you in overcoming the things that I've gone through. Maybe that might be your situation now, or in the past it was, or, you know, in the future it will be. But I think as I and as we all share our journeys, we heal and we help others along the way. So let us start this healing process together and just go along for the ride. The ride of healing, the ride of growth, the ride of forward movement, and all of that stuff. So thank you so much for taking your time to listen and to be a part of my journey. And thank you for allowing me to take part in yours as well. So this is definitely an exciting journey that I am excited to share with you. So thank you again for coming along the ride.